Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work. Canva.com.
We've got a crisis for young men across the country. I'm sure you've heard that. The young men are lost in the wilderness. They don't know their purpose. They feel emasculated at every turn. They feel that they're at fault for all the ills of society. It is a crisis. This doesn't help when we've got headlines now that say, is having a boyfriend embarrassing now? This is from a British essay in Vogue, which I know you subscribe to all the time.
Got two subscriptions just in case I miss one.
I can't go on with a day on the radio without reading Vogue, especially the essays.
The British Vogue is just so much better.
So much better, right. It's just the language is so much better. A new essay is titled, Is Having a Boyfriend Embarrassing Now? It's kicked off a debate about whether publicly displaying a boyfriend has become cringe. The internet is split on this. The author, Shante Joseph, argues that in today's culture, being partnered no longer affirms your womanhood or counts as some sort of achievement, and many women are decentering men in their online identities. This shift, plus a fear of public breakups and follower backlash, leads some to hide or crop out their partners.
It's got to make the partner feel good.
Could you imagine if your wife or your husband or your significant other cropped you out of every photo?
I'm not embarrassed by you specifically.
It's the concept.
I'm embarrassed by the concept of you. Yes. That makes it better.
This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Privacy is a new status symbol. Are relationships healthier when they're not used as content? There's a good question. So if every picture that I post is let's say I'm a single guy and I have a girlfriend, every post I have is the girlfriend and I doing something. Is that a sign of a healthy relationship, or do you think that's a sign of a weak relationship? I would argue that that is the sign of a weak relationship.
You could make that argument. Absolutely, you could.
Because, like, this is my life. Everything I'm doing is with her.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. I've got a girlfriend.
Right. I think the lives that we perpetuate on social media are lives that we try to convey that this is my life when it usually is not the case.
So let me push it forward. If you're a parent, say you've got young kids or even growing older kids, if most of the posts you make on social media are of your kids, of you and your kids, having fun at the water park,
yeah,
having fun at the museum.
Are you in reality a terrible parent?
Yes. Are you a horrible parent? No. Does it say something about just, you know, your self-confidence or, you know, where you're at in life, you know, your mental health, for instance?
Yeah.
Of, you know, I need this. This is my status symbol of look at my kids, look at my kids. Is that where we're at in society, where we take these things in our life, which used to be a little bit more private. Obviously, your kids aren't private. Your relationship isn't completely private, but we're blasting it out as a way to say, hey, look at me. Pay attention to me. I've got these things in my life.
I'm not sure. Maybe there's some of that. Right, because like that's probably my, I'm guilty of that. Like, here's my daughter playing a sport, or here's my daughter doing this, and college day. That's pretty much by far and away the number one thing that I'm posting on social media are the achievements of my children.
No, you're looking for scholarship money at this point.
Yes.
Need an outside hitter? Call me.
Right. Setter. She's a setter.
Sorry.
But yeah, am I trying to convey that I'm probably, I'll admit it, that there's some of it is like, I want people to know that I'm a good dad. And I think I am a good dad. And I don't think I'm like, by posting on social media, it means that, but am I trying to make myself look like a better dad than I really am? I don't know if that's the case. But if I want people, the reason I post the achievements of my children or things that I'm doing with my children is for people to look at that and say, because I want people to associate, if they can associate one thing with me, it's that I'm an engaged father, an engaged parent.
Except for birthdays,
I'm out of town. Including this year, by the way, Morgan, she's turning 19. I'll be in Europe. Sorry, Morgan, well, I'll be done. Out of town again. Yeah, that's
not,
both of them,
not
by
just
the way.
Out of the state, right. Out of the country, across right. The ocean. Well done.
So, yeah.
Well, taking it back to the boyfriend thing, you say you're a single guy,
yep.
You've got a girlfriend, whatever it is. Do you see yourself posting pictures of you and the gal, or is that something you'd shy away from? Because I mean,
I would probably shy away from that. I just like that's not like that isn't like an achievement of me. That doesn't mean I'm embarrassed by my significant other, but more so that's just not my identity. Like being a dad, I guess that is my identity that I want to portray online. Or if I'm fishing, catching a big fish, I'm the only guy who posts a picture of myself with a big fish on the, and nobody else does that, by the way. But I'm projecting the image that I want people to think that I am of an outdoors guy. So I'm, purporting that, and I'm forwarding that image to people.
The boyfriend question is interesting. I mean, I think it's interesting and ridiculous. That it would be cringe or looked down upon that, you're a woman in today's society and you have a boyfriend. That should be embarrassing. I think it worked out okay for Taylor Swift. Seems like it's working out
yes.
Okay for a million different influencers. Olivia Dunn,
yep.
Number one, has the boyfriend and the big time pitcher, and she's obviously very famous in her own right.
Right.
I think they're doing okay. I don't think anybody sees that as cringe, do they?
Or weakness. I mean, I understand the belief that, the man doesn't make the woman, and the pushback at that saying, I want to be my own independent woman, have my own successes, live my life as I want to without being attached to a man to have to do those things for me. I don't think simply by saying, hey, here's my boyfriend or here's my husband, here are photos of us doing things, that I automatically look at that and saying, oh, yeah, see, that's, you're subservient to him in your life, and that he completely makes your life.
You don't get the impression that, oh, you are actually lovable. Well, good for you.
Right.
Good for you. Someone can put up with you.
Exactly.
Whether it's posted the boyfriend or the girlfriend. Yeah, I think it seems like we're far enough along where, yeah, we all understand that, women in this case don't need a man to justify their success in life.
Right.
That it's quite okay to say, you know what? I'm proud of my education. I'm proud of my job I have. I'm proud of whatever it is. I'm also proud of this relationship that I have poured a lot into, that I continue to pour a lot into.
Yeah. It's also like the default is switched. I think about this, and I'll bring up my daughter in a second to explain this, but that the default is that you're a young woman, you should be living your life, Yes, if you want to get married or settle down, yes, absolutely. That's still part of the equation, but make sure you're living your life first on your terms. And I think there's a, we kind of recoil if somebody is saying, oh, no, I'm attached at a young age. I'm going to settle down with a family. Much in the same way as, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we would look at a woman who's saying, whoa, she's single. She's being independent. Ooh, what am I, what's something wrong with her? Why hasn't she settled down?
Wants to move up the corporate ladder?
Right.
Come on, I mean, settle down.
Why isn't she attached? And I think that has been flipped, whereas our default setting is like, ooh, she's already set. And I give this example. I don't want to embarrass my daughter, but my daughter, who is in college, she has a pretty serious boyfriend. She's had they've been together since, I think, their junior year of high school. And I have zero problem with the young man. He's a great guy. If he enlisted in the Marines, has been going through Marine Corps basic training, and they haven't seen each other for a while. She went to college. He went to the Marines. And I'm wondering, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, well, if it doesn't work out, it's young love. She'll probably go their own way. But like that's my default in believing that. And I know some of that is just being a dad, like thinking that no man will ever be good enough for your baby girl. Mm-hmm. But like, why do I think that way? Why don't I say, you know what? He's a great guy. I hope this lasts forever. I hope they found their true love and that lasts forever.
I'm sure part of you still always wants her to be your baby girl.
I suppose.
We're going to have some tears now at this point. We're going to get some emotions rolling.
Right, but that's like the default of parents is like, well, you make sure you live your life first. Like, why don't I?
Is that something you've said to your daughters? You know, as she
I've told her, absolutely. I said, you are a very smart kid, and well, you can do whatever you want to do. But if that whatever you want to do, it means, you know what? I'm in love with this guy. I'd like to get married to him and see where it goes. If that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants to do. And I shouldn't be disappointed in that, or I shouldn't be any less hopeful about that than whether or not she would follow her own career path and stay independent and do her own thing. Mm-hmm. It should, as long as she's happy and safe and in a productive relationship. Certainly if this guy wasn't a great guy, I'd feel a lot differently. But we shouldn't feel like, oh, you can't be, leading back to the thing, like it's not an, it shouldn't be an embarrassment or to have a boyfriend and show him off, or have a girlfriend and show her off, or a husband or wife and show them off, somehow that makes you weaker somehow.
Well, I think it's good to know now that young women can be judged both ways now. If they have a boyfriend, that's now considered perhaps weakness or cringeworthy on social media.
Yeah.
And if you're 35, perhaps unmarried, no kids, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
The clock's ticking,
yes.
Honey. Clock's ticking. Better push out those babies.
There are also us men who don't need a woman in our life to make us complete. That's from DP in St. Paul. I totally get that. But at the same time, if you have a woman that makes you complete, or a man that makes you, that is part of your life that makes you complete, we shouldn't judge that either. Interesting thoughts. We're getting some more texts, and we'll react to those. 248, Adam and for Chad on WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Saving the best for last. Hell yeah. Careless Whisper. The greatest saxophone song.
Is it that much better than Baker Street?
I think Baker Street is a better song. But as far as the romanticism, the sexual nature, the saxophone, this is it.
Don't play this next to your boyfriend, ladies.
Also,
embarrassing.
There used to be a bit where a guy would just show up at like food courts and malls,
yes,
and just play this riff on a saxophone, and people eating it, you know, outside the Panda Express would turn around, and this guy would be standing on a table, I think wearing just very short shorts and shirtless, would be playing the riff to this. Well done. That's what's good about social media, not being embarrassed by your significant other, which is what we were talking about in the last segment. I was trying to get some reaction on that. Somebody says, my last post was of a squirrel at a bird feeder. What does that say about me? I agree with your statement about posting your children on social media and saying how wonderful your life is. And the reason why I agree with that is because I have a wonderful, lovely daughter, but she's going through a difficult time and she continuously posts about how wonderful life is and I see through it. Perhaps others do as well. I did talk to her about it. Please stop posting events that yet with your children because of my opinion, it's unsafe as well. I get that, and I've always debated that, thought about, okay, well, like, how much do you want to expose your kids on social media? I mean, that's a different topic, but if they're cool with it, I'm cool with it. And by the way, those kids are posting a lot of themselves on social media in their own circles.
Have your daughters ever said anything?
Like, embarrassed by a photo?
Yeah. Or just
yes. Like, just on a smile. Like I when the girls were in the state dance tournament last year, I took some snapshots of them out there dancing, and Sig was like, why did you post that one? I look terrible. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Deal with it. Another text. You gave me a lot to think about. I'm definitely judging my wife for having a husband. The reason you don't do it is because what if you break up? That's a good point. I mean, those pictures are there forever. And if you're constantly posting with somebody you think you're completely in love with, turns out that's not the case. And you have somebody new and they're looking at your old feed and it's constant photos of you and the old gal. Do you clean that up?
I guess that's the nature of dating in the social media era, right?
I was going to say, thankfully, I've never really had to. Oh, I mean, yes, I have an ex-wife, and I'm sure if you scrolled far enough down my Facebook feed, you'd find pictures of myself and my first wife.
I mean, we're supposed to, you know, carry those scars as part of our life, right?
Not, but yeah, I'm not.
Those, can't be part of your social media now.
That happened in my life. I'm not trying to erase that from not having happened.
Does Jen know?
She does know. I've heard of women not posting that they have a boyfriend to get more fame, money, followers from men who want her or want them. I guess that's the. But again, if you're the boyfriend, then it's like, hey, we had a nice dinner. We took a nice photo here. Are you going to post that online? And if they tell you no, I mean, I'd be a little suspicious about that.
Yeah, if they show you how much money's coming in, you might be more okay with it. Look, if I keep you out of my social life, we make this amount.
Yeah.
Once you enter, we go down to this amount.
Yeah.
Choose the pill you want there, boyfriend.
Again, I'm going to ask my question because I'm eating an apple here. Do you just automatically look like a condescending a-hole when you eat an apple? I don't know why. But every time I eat an apple, and if I'm talking to somebody while eating an apple, you automatically seem like a condescending person. I don't know what it is about that.
I'm not.
You seem like
I think like you're more.
Okay,
likely
you're
to be
talking to me, and I'm like, okay, and I take a bite of the apple. Oh, it's all
good,
right,
good crunch there.
I think you look condescending.
I think you're more likely to be a college professor if you're eating a whole apple during a conversation.
Maybe because
I view it. I just in my mind's eye, it's a college professor, you know, maybe discussion with a student after class, something like that, with, you know, other faculty. Yep. Everyone's got an apple just crunching together.
Yes. And it was the guy who's the Canadian Trump. who was almost prime minister, Pierre Poilievre or whatever his name is. Yes, this is why, because there was a case of him standing doing a press scrum and he was eating an apple and he was being very condescending to the reporters asking him questions. So now I associate eating an apple with condescension.
You ruined a big apple for all of us.
Why that came up, I have no idea. Your Lindis construction time check, by the way, is 257. Time to upgrade your windows with Infinity by Marvin Windows. Installation labor 50% off right now through November 30th. I'll be back in my normal time slot tomorrow, 9 to noon. Henry Lake is in for Jason DeRussia. He is coming up next. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.